This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm not talking about little inconsistencies. I'm talking about massive, huge credibility problems.
Give me one.
There's so many, but you know, since we mentioned, he mentioned the man who claims to have been raped in the basement while Dottie was upstairs baking cookies. Matt Lauer was in that basement. Matt Lauer was like, seriously? I mean, we're like from here to me to you, Glenn, with no installation and the kid's supposedly screaming. But here's the biggest problem. According to him, he was there the same weekends for several years as victim number one, Aaron Fisher, which is, first of all, logistically impossible. But they don't know each other. They've never met. The dates aren't possible because they're doubling down on the same time period. Not to mention, he comes forward after the Paterno firing. Everyone who comes forward after the Paterno firing knows Fort Knox is open. Yeah. Here's the key.
So there's 10 alleged victims, right? How many came after that?
At trial, this is a great question because this gets manipulated very badly by the media. Everyone always says 10. No. At trial, there were 8 people who testified, 6 of whom came forward before Paterno's firing. Of those 6, only 2 alleged actual sex acts of any sort. I'm not talking about Bill Clinton definition of sex. I'm talking about any definition of sex, period.
Okay, so what did the other 4 testify? The
grooming acts. Like
what?
He took a shower with me and rubbed soap on me or, you know, something, okay. Something like that.
All right.
And by the way, 4 of those 6 are friends. And oh, by the way, the Pulitzer Prize winning reporter on this case, Sarah Ganim, now at CNN, had texted the mom of one of those 4 saying they're going to close the case unless we find more accusers. And then suddenly, shockingly, 3 of his buddies show up as accusers. So 4 of the 6 are all in the same photograph in Jerry Sandusky's book. Now, who puts that? Who puts a photograph of themselves with 4 of their victims in their book called Touched? It's insane. It's insane. And so, and the worst example in the so-called victim number 8, this will blow your minds, okay? Victim number 8 he got convicted on 5 counts involving so-called number 8, which doesn't have a date. It doesn't have a victim who testified. It doesn't have a contemporaneous report. It doesn't even have a witness. The only witness was a hearsay witness because the original witness allegedly had dementia and couldn't testify.
Right.
Except we learned
it's the janitor, right?
The janitor. Yeah. Except we learned after the trial that the janitor with dementia had been interviewed by the prosecution and 3 times in this interview said it was not Jerry Sandusky that he saw. The prosecution clearly saw that and said, guess what, sir? You have dementia because you didn't give us our proper answer.
Wow.
That's the definition of dementia in this case, giving the wrong answer for the prosecution. That alone right there should have people going crazy over, wait a minute, that's an insane, even if he was guilty, that's an insane conviction.
See, the problem is you never know if somebody's guilty or not. It's supposed to be beyond a reasonable doubt. And I don't know how you get to beyond a reasonable doubt unless you just allow emotion to dictate and say, I have to right this wrong.
Exactly. The whole community, Glenn, was being accused of enabling a pedophile.
Right.
People had pitchforks and torches outside, almost literally outside of the courthouse. It happened 7 months after the arrest. And more importantly, not only did Joe Paterno get fired, he died.
Right.
So Jerry's the pedophile who not only destroyed Penn State football and got him fired, he killed Santa Claus.
Right.
I mean, this is all, there was not one continuance, by the way, which never happens in a case like this. The whole thing is a massive rush to judgment, and now everyone's making up a narrative to bolster it.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit BlazeHero.com. That's BlazeHero.com.